You told me not to come. And I've been so good. So fucking good. I'm on my knees right now. Just like you wanted. Straddling a pillow on the floor. Wearing nothing. No panties. No bra. Just this collar around my neck. And this vibrator buzzing against my clit. You didn't have to touch me. You didn't even have to be here. All it took was your voice. Your words. And I dropped to my knees. Because I know what I am. And I know who I belong to. I even crawled, like you said. Because walking is for people. And we both know I'm not that anymore, don't we? I was already dripping by the time I reached the bedroom. My knees are still burning from how slowly I crawled across the carpet. Face down, back arched, exposed and aching. Just the way you like me. I stripped, nice and slow. You didn't even need to tell me to. I know your preferences. I know how much you like it when I make a show of offering you your property. Because that's all this body is. Yours, not mine. I knelt in front of the mirror, just like you'd want me to. And I stared. Have you ever looked at someone and not even recognized them? That's what it felt like. Hair tousled, cheeks flushed, eyes already glassy. I don't look like a woman. I look like a wreck. Like your wreck. Your good girl. No. Not a girl. A thing. Your thing. Your dirty little thing. Ruined before we even begin. I pressed the pillow between my legs, lowered myself onto it, knees spread, and that damn vibrator right where you told me to keep it, right on my clit. Not too hard, not too fast. Low setting, constant pressure. And it hurts, Daddy. Not in a painful way, but in that way that makes your thighs shake. That way where the second your breath catches, you know you're seconds from falling off the edge. But you can't. You didn't give me permission. So I pull it off. Over and over. Every time the climax rises, I yank it away with a desperate little whimper. Grinding into nothing. Clenching around emptiness. But I always bring it back. Back to that swollen, needy little spot. Because that's what you told me. And I listen. I don't get to decide when I break. You do. That aching, that flutter in my stomach. That's Daddy's. I'll stay on this edge until he says otherwise. It's time for the belt. Oh, and fuck. Just the weight of it in my hand makes me dizzy. I loop it around my neck, pulling tight. Just tight enough to make me feel like I'm restrained. Like I'm being held here. Pinned by your will. Daddy. I keep whispering your name. Quietly. Softly. Like a prayer. Oh, God. And now I start again. Vibe back on my clit. Slow, careful movement. Building again. Closer. 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 Off. Ugh. I pull it away. My cheeks are wet. I didn't even know I was crying. My body is trembling. I want to beg, but I don't. I won't. I'll do it again and again. I lost count after 4. Now, 5. There's no point in counting. You said not to come, not to count. You aren't interested in how many times I get close. You just want to know that I'm staying right on the edge for you. So I am. Like the obedient little thing that I am. I keep pressing the toy right there, right where it ruins me. And then I rip it away. Over and over. I can't stop shaking, whimpering, and bringing it back. Every time. Because that's what I was told to do. Because I don't get to come. Not until you say so. Touch, but don't finish. Want, but don't take. Beg, but don't hope. Come is not for me. Come is for Daddy. Oh, my body's a mess. My thighs are trembling. My clit is pulsing. I'm grinding against this pillow like I'm in heat. It's not even about release anymore. It's about control. It's about submission. You've trained me so well. You say the word, and I kneel. You give the order, and I acquiesce. Even when my whole body is screaming, even when I'm soaked and panting, even when the edge is so close I can taste it, I still pull the toy away. Because I don't get to come. I wait until you say otherwise. I'm looking in the mirror again, and I don't see a person. I see a toy. A fuck doll. My eyes are glassy. Face flushed. Mouth open. And I like what I see. This is what I've become, isn't it? Desperate. Compliant. Made to kneel and shake and edge myself until my legs give out. And the worst part, this isn't punishment. This is my purpose. This is worship. This is how I show you my devotion. Not with words. Not with gestures. With restraint. With ache. With surrender. You would love this. You always do. You love seeing what you do to me. How you can turn a grown woman into a trembling, stuttering, soaking mess. Oh. My orgasm belongs to Daddy. My release is not mine. I ache because he lets me. I come when he allows, not before. If I told you how much I wanted to come, how badly I need it, how good it would feel to just let go, would it make a difference? No matter. It feels much better to obey. I'd hold on forever if you asked. I'd grind myself into this pillow every single night, soaking it through, shaking, aching, begging, and never once cross that line. Because you didn't say I could. Pulling on the belt and holding my breath helps. You were right. The lack of air grounds me. The pressure, the control, the way I can almost feel your hand around my throat. Toy back on. Oh, God. Just the lowest setting. And it still makes my whole body jerk. The moment it touches, I start grinding like I've forgotten I'm not allowed. But I haven't forgotten. I won't forget. So I edge again. Feel it build. longer. A little longer. A little longer. And then I rip it away. Oh, crying, shaking, moaning into an empty room. I don't get to come. Not yet. You did this to me. You made me like this. Subservient. Sensitive. So easy to ruin with just a voice. I can't stop touching. I can't stop obeying. I need to be etched. Over and over. Because I want to be good. I want to be perfect for you. Even if it hurts. Especially if it hurts. Even if I never get to come again. I'd still kneel. Still obey. Still press this toy against my clit and sob through every denied orgasm. Just to please you. I don't get to come. I wait. And every time I cry out, I imagine it's your hands around my throat. Your voice whispering in my ear. Your fingers digging into my skin. Your cock buried in my throat. Because that's where I belong. Not on the bed. Not in a chair. On the floor. Where you put me. Where I belong. I'm still there, you know. Still kneeling. Still soaked. Still ruined. And I still haven't come. You've reminded me what I am. What I was made to be. Not a partner. Not a lover. Not even a woman. Just a vessel. A whole. A thing. Yours. But if I had been a person, if I had earned an orgasm, I wonder what your reward might have been. Would you have wrapped that belt around my neck? Pulled it tight while you filled me? Marked my skin with your hands? With a belt? Or maybe, maybe you'd just have me fall asleep on the pillow I soaked for you. Collar around my neck. Still unfulfilled. Your name on my lips. I don't know what your reward would be, Daddy, but I hope I get to earn it next time. Oh, God. I'm so close again. It feels like I could tip over with the smallest movement. My thighs are soaked. This pillow is soaked. I'm trembling so hard I can barely keep my hand steady. But I still pull the toy away. Because you said no. Because this body isn't mine. It's yours. To command. To ruin. To deny. And I love being denied by you. I don't get to come. Not until you say so.